Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome. It's today's episode of Your Daily Scrum with professional scrum trainers Todd Miller and Ryan Ripley. We get together each and every day to help you get better at scrum each and every day. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Check out the description to learn more about Todd and I, the classes we teach, and our book, Fixing Your Scrum. Leave us your questions and comments. Questions and comments turn into videos. And hey, it's just nice to interact and see what you all are thinking. If you're getting a ton of video or ton of value out of this video or any other videos, hit that thank you button and buy Todd a cup of coffee. He likes to overcaffeinate.
Might be the case right now.
Could be. I think he's on his 7th pot of coffee. All right, Mr. Miller, you ran a poll in our community. So we have a community. It's community.agileforhumans.com. It's free. Why aren't you there? Todd ran a poll. And he asked a question to the community of thousands and thousands of people. What percentage of the management in your organization are fully behind and supportive of Scrum? And Todd, you got some interesting results.
56%. Is it me or is this super low?
I'm surprised by this for a couple of reasons here, Todd. What immediately comes to mind when I think about, does your management support Scrum? And so these are people that are working in Scrum. They're in our Agile community. They're in organizations who have apparently adopted Scrum, but only 56% are fully behind and supportive. Like, what a weird way to invest your money and then be upset about it, you know? Yeah.
Scrum isn't working here. Right. Yeah. So the other 44%, what is happening with the other 44%? That's what I'm curious about. So you might have 56% that's supporting it, but the 44% that are not supporting it could be actively against it. Why are they not supporting it? Where's the disconnect here? I'm very curious. There's a lot of questions I'd like to ask. If in my organization, only 56% of management was supporting Scrum.
You know, maybe this isn't super surprising. I remember working in large organizations. We would bring Scrum in and immediately that mid to upper mid-level management group would be incredibly nervous or upset or combative or just, you know, and some were just curious, but there's a lot of risk here, right? There's, especially for a middle manager, they don't appear in the Scrum guide. There's not a lot of guidance on what they do with the Scrum team unless you're watching this channel. And then of course we talk about that quite a bit. If I look at the Scrum guide, I don't see manager. I don't see management. I don't see director. I don't see vice president. Maybe it's not surprising that maybe half of the leaders and managers that our community interacts with, it's about half, a little better than half, are actually supportive then, Todd.
Yeah. How do we change this, Ryan? Because to be honest with you, if this is the case in your organization, you're never going to see the full potential of Scrum. Is that fair to say, Ryan?
I totally agree. And we talked about this in our book. There's a weird chapter called Management that should not be in a book about Scrum, right? The way that Scrum Masters were interacting with management in our experience wasn't right. The way that we need to interact with them needs to be upgraded. I think far too often a Scrum Master, or I'll even lump Agile coaches in here, will approach management and leaders as if they don't know, right? Oh, if you only did it our way, life would be better. I think that's backwards. It's the managers and leaders are really smart people. They've worked hard to get to where they're at. And if we figure out how to serve them best, they won't resist us.
Yeah.
Right. If we figure out what they need to get out of our Scrum practice, if we figure out what they need to get from us to be supportive of us, right? How do we make it so stupid simple for someone to support what we're doing? And then you don't get resistance, right? But I don't know if all of the community thinks that way.
Yeah. You know, I also think you're kind of hinting on something too here, like maybe ditch the language and put it in terms that is relevant to management, right?
Yeah.
Also like taking a step back and seeing and showing what the value of it for them is. I think you're saying that. I'm just, this is a Scrum Master's job. We need to get that other 44%, right? And they don't have to be believers in the Scrum framework of themselves. They have to be believers in the fact that we're trying to deliver better, right? Yep. And they have to be supportive of that, regardless of framework or system or whatever we're using. They have to be believers in that, and they have to assist us in that. And so maybe that's, you know, we talk about that a lot, Ryan. Maybe that's where the start is, to get the other 44% deliver.
Yeah. Well, and what does the 44% want? You know, to your point, mm-hmm. Todd, I think you're trying to figure out what the need is. If it's delivery, great. If it's predictability, fire up Vacanti's work and read when will it be done with them.
Yeah.
If they, you know, instead of having this toxic reaction to, oh, we can't be predictable, we're agile. Nonsense. Mm-hmm. Fire up the lean metrics and get to work, right? You know, and also partner with that manager or leader to clear the organizational impediments that prevent predictability, right? Be a partner. And I think that's a big part of it too.
Yeah.
Todd, interesting stuff about the 44%. Maybe we'll start calling it the 44. We got to get the
44%. I like it. Maybe there could be some t-shirts for that.
Yeah. Maybe there'll be some merch. All right. I think we got this one, Todd. I love these polls. Thanks for running this.
We might have another one later this week. I got another one out there that I think we could probably check out some interesting data from our community.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, Todd's doing a lot of great work out at community.agilefreemans.com. I might pop my head in there every once in a while, too. Be sure to join. All right, Todd, I think it's end screen time.
End screen time.
All right, be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss any of these videos. Todd's doing a lot of cool analytical work, and you don't want to miss that. Leave your questions and comments below. Let us know what you think about the 44% and how you've worked with them in the past. Check out socials, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, or lit Instagram. Well, Todd and I are kind of old. We'll see if we'll figure it out. Some videos are going to pop up. It's our free courses, right? Scrum framework, where you can go take the class and get your PSM1, EBM. Hey, watch that and get your PAL EBM certification, all from scrum.org without having to sit a course. Hey, go level up, check those out. Let us know what you think. Merch is going to pop up as well. Grab a hoodie, maybe some other stuff, some cool t-shirts, and maybe we'll figure out a 44%. All right, for Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward, do some great Scrum things, figure out how to better engage with the 44, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on.